Welcome to Office Hours with Adam Peterson, where I talk to business owners, employees, entrepreneurs and experts to find answers to those day-to-day questions about life and work in Luxembourg. If you have questions you'd like answered, let me know at adam.peterson@rtl.lu or on LinkedIn. But for now, on to today's show. October is Halloween sweets, November is Grumperer Kischelscher at Christmas markets, and December is beer and wine at Christmas parties. January is the month when people start thinking about getting back to the gym. But which gym is right for you? What do you get in return for your money? To help me answer these questions and more, I have two guests. Charles Adenert from Factory 4. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you for the invite.
And I have Dees Bond from Top Squash. Welcome, okay. Dees. So I also, just to let you know, I did invite someone from Basic Fit as well, but Basic Fit do not have any management in Luxembourg. Let's focus on the ones that are represented here today. So Dees, Top Squash had a milestone last year. What was the milestone?
We had our 35th anniversary.
Wow. So what's the origins of Top Squash?
Ooh, going back to the early 70s, a group of squash enthusiasts decided they wanted to play squash and there were no courts. So they found a barn that happened to be the right dimensions, and built a squash court.
So it was a barn to start off with?
Yeah.
And how long have you been involved with Top Squash then?
I've been involved since the beginning, sort of more in the background at the first. I've been actually in my position now as managing director for 28 years.
Really? Congratulations on the milestone. But Charles, Factory 4 is a lot newer.
Actually, we had another milestone last year, which was our 10 years anniversary.
10 years?
Since we operate, we started in 2014. So yeah, we started in Gasparish. I mean, at the time it was like not as it is now, which was more like empty. So yeah, it's been 10 years for us.
Yeah, and you've just mentioned something there that I want to touch on. So why are there so many gyms in Gasparish, and what's it like being so close to your competitors, or are they actually your competitors?
I mean, yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon because we have now five gyms around that this area. So, but we all have different price points or styles. We have run CrossFit, we have a lower medium, and we are premium gym. So I don't think we step into each other's shoes. But interestingly, I don't know if it's because we have more companies around or residences built around us. But when we came in, we were only two gyms, and now we're five gyms around. To be honest with you, I mean, everyone is doing his own business, so we don't have the same, clientele. Some people, they might move around, yeah. But for me, it is never an issue.
And do you talk with the other managers? Are you a little club of gym managers, or do you stare at each other?
Not really. Everyone is doing his own cooking on the side, so
And so, Dees, you said that Top Squash building was originally a barn that fit a squash court, but it's a bit bigger than a barn now. So there's quite a bit of an area there because there's a football club there. So it's a bit of a sports area. So how do you find the location works out for Top Squash there?
Well, when we were, Top Squash was obviously not in the barn. That was a little ASBL called Squash Club Luxembourg. Then we were told that the barn was going to be torn down and we could no longer have those premises. And that happened to be in the commune of Saint-Valle, because in Findel. Mayor of Saint-Valle was friendly with us at the time. He was sort of fascinated by our little sport. So when we found out that the building was going to be torn down, we need squash courts. So we went to the Saint-Valle commune to start trying to find out if they would build us some squash courts or something, and that was not the case. But they had a spot of land where we could ideally be located, where there's tennis already and football. And they reckoned that it would be a good idea to put a squash court there.
Good. And were you involved in the design of Top Squash?
Directly, no.
No, it is. I must say, I've actually, squash is my sport. I've played in probably 100 clubs. And I think it's the best designed club I've ever been to because it's all around the bar. So it's a very, very sociable club. So let's dig into then a bit sort of the business side. So Basic Fit, to be honest, I've obviously had a look, and the marketing department sent me some information, and it does what it says on the tin. It's Basic Fit. You kind of go there. There's a turnstile into the gym, and you're straight into a fitness area. But when I walked into Factory 4, you walk through a restaurant and then you get welcomed by people behind a desk. So the restaurant kind of gives me a clue that you have more revenue streams than just the gym membership. So how do you make money, and what are your revenue streams for Factory 4?
Yeah, we do. Of course, membership are the main source of income, which accounts for about 75%, I would say. Then we have the bar and the shop. So like you can have drinks, refreshments, smoothies, protein options. The shop like clothes, supplements. And we also sub-rent some areas of the gym that we don't use. For example, you mentioned it, the restaurant at the entrance. Restaurant is not, it's another business. It's not our specialty. So of course, we sub-rent it to people who know what they're doing. So, but basically it's also another way just to have more income, because of course we sub-rent something to a restaurant, but these clients, they might be also interested to a gym. So at least you have something more to do than coming to a simple gym. It's more like a big social club because you have more to experience. We have massage parlors that we sub-rent the space to. So we have different options. So even if you don't come directly for us, at least you can see and experience different things.
And there's obviously a restaurant at Top Squash, and the taco shop were famously there for a while, but they've moved. So tell me a bit about the restaurant situation at Top Squash.
At the moment, we've got Celtic Fish and Chips working with us.
And do you rent to them, or do you kind of own the restaurant? How does...
No, they're basically, they just rent our kitchen and facilities, and okay. And they cater to our members for tournaments and things like that, and then just the day-to-day lunchtimes, evenings.
And then you also have some other, I think, companies at Top Squash. So there's a dance company, is there? Or how else?
Yeah. TM Dance School. I've operated out of Top Squash for over 30 years, I think. I mean, they weren't always called TM Dance School. It's changed hands 3 times now.
Yeah, I must say I was quite surprised when I was playing a game and then I hit a particularly terrible shot. And I was about to shout out a loud expletive when I saw this tiny girl in a tutu sat behind me. And I thought, oh, I better watch my language in this place. It's a bit more of a family environment. And on the family side, Little Lions?
Yes, Little Lions. They're on our camps. Well, we work together again. We sort of team up for the school holiday camps. I mean, this summer we had 9 weeks, I think, of camp.
9 weeks of kids running around, causing chaos, shouting.
Pretty much.
Dodgeball, squash. And you said, Charles, that it was about 75% of the revenue for Factory 4 was from the membership. Mm-hmm. At Top Squash, I think my bar bill was more than my more than my membership. How's the rough proportions for Top Squash?
Probably not quite 75%. I think we're closer to about 60%, but it is...
Still the major portion.
Yes.
So, and then in terms of the proportion being the membership, so what do people get for that membership? Classes, or just they have to pay extra for classes? How does that work?
On our side, they have access to everything. So the fitness access, of course, they have like 80 group classes per week. We have a wellness. On top of that, they can also access some coaching on top of the membership. And the classes, they vary from spinning class, body pump, yoga, body reinforcement, boxing, Krav Maga. So we have a full variety of sports and activities that you can join on your membership. And we have 3,000 square meters of, playground for the gym. So we can plenty of options.
And at Top Squash, classes?
Classes are included, yes.
And what sort of classes are there?
Not quite as many as you've got. No, we've got the classics. There's a TBC. That's not to be confirmed. It's total body conditioning. People have actually come back. When are you going to confirm what that class is? And no, it's not to be confirmed. Total body conditioning. I've been waiting ages to see when that would be confirmed. So yeah. No, it's TBC. We have something called Calorie Killer. We have Pilates. We have some private. We rent the space out for private groups, and there we have Pukisto and yoga. And we find yoga doesn't work too well for us in the evenings because the squash players are too loud. It apparently disturbs.
Hopefully not with bad language with myself on court.
So no, we have a small schedule, but we have spinning as well.
And it's to private coaching, private lessons in the gym on the fitness stuff?
Yeah, we have obviously squash coaches. We have a personal trainer, and we now have just started with the massage service.
A massage service
as
well?
That's new.
Yeah. So massage service is something which is you rent the space out in Factory 4 for
massage service. So it's something that we have demand for. We have also some coaches that are specialized in some form of stretching as well. So it's not really like a full on massage, but of course you have these massage parlors like when people can go. So we try to have as much as we can some not only fitness but also health options, you know, like recovery options, so because we can see it more and more. We have a wellness as well, so we have sauna, steam room, sanarium, which is sauna 60 degrees. So some members, sometimes they can just come for like a sauna session. They don't even train, they just come to relax and have a cup of coffee when they finish or when they arrive. You know, it's just, it's like every option is possible.
All the members can come and use the wellness center.
It's included in the membership, yes.
I sometimes still go and use the bar at Top Squash. Do you need to be a member to use the bar at Top Squash? Or is
We thought about it.
But anyone can go and watch the rugby and watch New Zealand hopefully lose in the rugby without being a member.
Pretty much, yeah.
Thank you both very much. So we now know a lot more about the gyms, how they work, how they make money, and then we'll have a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into some of the chewier questions. I'll tell you how they make money. When you decide to cancel your membership, you find out that hidden in the contract is a clause that prevents you from cancelling for months, and they don't even give you a copy of the contract. That was what a friend said to me last week when I said I would be recording an episode on gyms. So let's start there. Is that true? Is that how gyms make money? Do they tie you into long-term contracts you can't get out of? So how does it work at Top Squash, Dees?
Our memberships run literally for the amount of time that you buy for. If you buy 1 month, after, at the end of that month, it is gone. You don't have to do anything. If you buy 3 months, it dies.
And if you just want to go for a day?
You go, well, obviously, it's still valid for the day. You don't have to cancel.
But you can just go for a day as well. It's as short as that. So there's, okay. And Factory 4?
We go from 1 day to 12 months. So basically, you can buy a day pass, a 1 month, 3 months pass. But then 6 and 12 months, they are memberships. So basically, you commit yourself for 6 or 12 months. But if you cancel after that 12 months, it's like 1 month notice. And if you go over the 12 months, it's like on a month by month basis. So you don't commit again for another period of 6 months or 12 months. So it's super flexible. And we have clauses that if you, for example, you leave the country or if you move residences for, like, say, more than 15 kilometers, we can cancel your membership even during the first period of commitment. So within that 12 months, let's say you would say, okay, I'm moving abroad for like a new job or something else, moving out of the countries for personal reasons, you can cancel the contract. So we have that clause in the contract. So you don't tie you up. It's really flexible. And you are free to choose the formula that suits you best.
So what would happen if I was at Top Squash and lo and behold, I got injured? What would happen there? Would I just have to continue paying my membership for my injury, or do you have something that...
We freeze.
You freeze?
Yeah.
So if you, touch wood, it wouldn't happen, but if you did your ACL or something, you just freeze your membership and then you wouldn't be charged for that.
When you come back, whatever was left gets added on when you're ready to be...
When
you fit again.
Yeah, we do the same, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
same as well?
So we ask for a medical certificate, for example, if you get injured. But let's say if you are already like into your first 12 months, of course, if you freeze for 4 months, then your engagement will continue for four months. But let's say you're past that and you've just like been member for 2 years, we just freeze it for 4 months. And the 5th month when you start working out, it's like back to the months by month basis.
So you don't make money in your gyms by tying people into contracts. The other rumor I hear is that gyms make their money by people paying the membership and then not actually using it. So how many of your members are inactive at Factory 4?
At Factory 4, inactive members would be about 20% out of the total. So we have most people, especially after COVID, people that are more committed, I would say, compared to before when you were like 40% inactive. No, it's closer to 20%, yeah.
Oh, wow. And then how many people use the gym facilities as well? Because even though it's called Top Squash, it's not only a squash club. There's a large gym area as well.
Yeah. We don't have very many inactive members at all. Most of our members, I think a good 95% of our members are actually active.
You probably have the other problem that all your ex-members still come back to drink in the bar as well.
They come and support. They'll watch the squash matches. They'll come to the bar and eat and socialise.
Yeah, and Charles, you touched on the pandemic there. So how have you found the pandemic and how things returned afterwards? I was really worried that gyms were one of the things that would go under during the pandemic, but it's good to see you're both still going. So how was that experience?
On my side, yeah, it was really difficult because we lost almost half of the customers. A lot of them, they continue to support us, and we also provided some options, like just to for the months where we were closed, just to give back 3 months as compensation for those who wanted to. But it was really a tough time because we didn't have any sorts. People believe we had lot of grants and help from the government, but we didn't have so much. I mean, because the running costs are so high, because even if you can cover most of the salaries, the expenses, the running expenses from the day-to-day basis, you still need to pay for the rent of the building, you still need to pay for your electricity and everything, so you have cost. And when we opened partly, at first we couldn't run group classes, for example, it was forbidden the first month. Then step by step we could increase even the numbers of people who can come into the gym. We had to split the gym in 4 different parts, and to allow, like, let's say 10 people here, 20 people there. So it was in a booking system. You train for 1 hour, then you can give a space to somebody else. It was really difficult. And step by step, you know, things opened up. But from 2020 until the beginning of 2022, it was really difficult.
We had, pretty much the same situation. It was really tough. But we had those really weird rules sometimes. It was, and because our bar is in the middle of the building, and then all the dancing going on in all the little courts. You had one set of regulations for the bar and restaurant, but there was a different rules for gym. There was another rule for performance sport, as in the squash players. There were a different set of rules for little dance schools and children's sport. And you're trying to juggle all these rules, just what is each group allowed to do and where? And one stage, it gotten to the point where 4 people could actually play squash together. They could play doubles. But those same 4 people, if they wanted to sit down and have a drink afterwards, had to have a COVID test.
Exactly.
Even though they were breathing on each other and bumping each other on the squash court.
It was so difficult. And I must admit, my members were absolutely amazing during this time. I came up with a system. They walked in and said, do a little COVID test quickly here. We'll leave it here at reception for you, Sandra. You check those results. When we come off, they should be finished and we can have our beer without first having to wait 15 minutes for the COVID test.
We had great members as well. Like, a lot of them were understanding and they understood the rules even for us. Every like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, there were some changes. 1 week, you could have, like, say, 4 people in room. The next week, 6, and then back to that. And then test for this and that. So it was really difficult. Like, the sauna, the wellness was closed for 2 years almost because we couldn't get any people inside. Like, I mean, you could get 1 people per cabin, but for us, it's impossible to track, you know, the numbers of people you can get inside. So we didn't take any risk. So we just closed it down completely for 2 years.
Now, after the pandemic, how did you experience the people coming back when they were finally allowed to be fully functional, opened?
We felt the rush. Like, it was like we just opened the gates to everything, and people, they were longing to have any kind of activity. So we had so many members registering, coming from memberships. They wanted to do something. They say, oh, I put on so much weight, I need to have some activity. I'm fed up with online classes, because we were running online classes, and they just wanted to come back to on-site classes. They wanted to have, like, a personal trainer. We had that, so it was just crazy, because everyone wanted to do something. And that's why I was mentioning it before, we had like 60% of active members, and now we're back to 80%. So at first I was worried that people would just join for 6 months just to feel good about themselves, to have, like, let's say New Year resolution, which were lasting all of 2022, and was like, it's not gonna last for forever. And actually people just sticked around. So
and what's the been the impact of the energy prices on your business?
It was really, on my side at Factory 4, the costs have tripled. So we used to spend, I don't know, like around 3,000-4,000 a month. Now we spend 10,000-12,000 a month for energy cost. And people, they're failing to understand, because we try to save money. I try to turn off some machines more in the evening. And I didn't reduce, for example, things like the wellness, which used so much energy to heat up. And so for clients, it's basically seamless. But on the side, we need to do everything we can to save energy. But nonetheless, everything tripled.
Same here. Yeah.
Really?
And it's difficult. You don't really want to transfer that cost. You can't really quadruple your membership prices. You can't do it. So you're desperately trying to sort of generate income somewhere else to cover that horrendous electricity and gas bill that we have.
The pandemic was difficult. Then a big buzz after the pandemic with people coming back. And now
with people coming back, I mean, people that's like you had primarily gym. Okay. And those people that... During the pandemic, they could go run in the forest. They could get some weights at home. They could do online classes. But a squash player, you're stuck. You're not going to go play squash in your garage. So when they came back, they were so good. They were absolutely amazing. They just said, oh, God, whatever we can do, just let us play squash. So happy. Didn't realize how much I loved this place until I couldn't be here. And they were literally coming and said, listen, you must be stuck for cash. You must be stuck for cash. Can I pay my membership in advance? Can I put money on my account? Can I give you cash? Please let... We've had nothing to spend it on anyway. We've all got money. Let me give it to you. It was... The support from the members was absolutely amazing. I was very often reduced to tears, and I'm not a crier.
Yeah. Now, for us, it was the same. And people were like, okay, when are you going to reintroduce more and more classes? You know, I want to have more classes than we had before. So because people, they just want to join... on-site classes, you know, like with an instructor.
Yeah,
it's the importance of being with other people, I think, was...
And you really understand, yeah, the social part of... I mean, we human beings, we met to be like in social places, talking to each other, seeing each other. We could serve you a drink and you had to drink it outside or somewhere else. Yeah. The experience was really cold, and now people, they can sit at the bar after a session or before, they can talk. So you really feel... This warmth is back.
Yeah, the good times though. So they started people enjoying themselves, but then the high energy prices, as you say, has made the business tough again.
Yeah, it's always something.
Yeah, the party was cut short. So, I mean, something. We, like we said, the cost triple or quadruple in some areas. Like suppliers, was difficult to get spare parts, repair machines. They got plus 50% for new machines. So everything is more expensive. And by that time, we just increased the membership by 25%. Of course, we cannot triple or quadruple, otherwise it would be too aggressive, too important. So we have to cover the cost, of course, but we have to make a profit because we are business. But it's really difficult because after COVID, we had this inflation ongoing, and it was on all sides, not only energy, but all
of them. It seems that every time, this leisure industry, there's so many things that actually affect it. Sometimes I'm thinking, can't the damn finance sector get their act together? Because every time there is a crash of some sort in the financial sector, it immediately impacts us,
yeah,
for sure.
We are the first one in line.
We're the first in line. But if people have to cut something, they're going to cut.
Gym membership is like discretionary spend. So if people need to stop spending,
it's considered as non-essential. So unless you have other priorities, we are the first in line just to be cut off.
Yeah.
So for new members and people that haven't been to a gym before, how do you encourage them, welcome them into your facilities?
We do at Factory 4, we do offer them free trials. So you can do a free trial for a group class, you can do a free trial for just a gym training, you can even do a trial with a coach, a personal coach, if you want to. You're a bit afraid, you don't know anything, you've never been to a gym, and we propose this opportunity so that, because you come to a big gym, you don't want to be lost, and I don't want people to be lost around. So giving them the option to try first, free of charge, I think is the best.
For new people coming in, we do offer the instruction on how the machines work. So the personal trainer will take them around and say, okay, this is basically how to use each machine, just for people's own safety as well as anything else. And just for that comfort of being comfortable going onto these things and actually knowing how they operate.
And do you offer people a trial where they can come and try, or do they just buy a one-day membership? How would they do that?
It's a lot of people come because they're recommended by another member. The member will come and ask, can I have free passes for their friends, and they'll bring them in. And most of our people come in that way.
And you are, as well, the home of squash. So if people hadn't tried squash before, do you have anything to help people get into that sport?
Everything. That's our business. Now, for new people coming to play squash, yes, we've got something which is called Get Into Squash, which Coach Chantel runs for the moment. And that's where it's designed for new people, people who want to try squash, who've never played it before. So they get to learn with other people. So there are other beginners, there's a group of beginners, and it becomes a more social, it becomes much more sociable. So rather than, okay, I think I want to play squash, get a coaching session or two, and then what do you do between now and next week's coaching session? You're sort of on your own. So we make sure that we look after them. So they have other people to play with, and then they're slowly progress into internal leagues and meet people. It's very much a
try and build
social.
That community.
Yeah.
So I just want to, before we finish, I do want to add some balance. So if you want to join a no nonsense gym, then Basic Fit's a good option. If you want a gym with some, maybe some higher end service, a restaurant, a bar, and more of a social feel, then I think Factory 4 is a good option. If you want a community with some sports equipment added on the side, then I can recommend Top Squash. So last thing for me to do is to say thank you for my guest. So thank you, Charles.
Thank
if
you.
People want to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
They can come directly to factory4.lu on the website. We have on social media, they can contact us directly or just come directly at Factory 4. So we're always ready to welcome everybody. So.
And the same question?
Topsquash.lu.
Perfect. We'll both the websites.
Us, otherwise, we're sitting in the little sports corner of Sandvala.
Thank you both very much. So that's it for today's episode. If you have feedback and questions on this topic or any other, drop me a line at adam.peterson@rtl.lu or on LinkedIn.